Petersfield Community Radio. Good morning. It's Friday the 3rd of July.
Noni and Laura checking in today.
The Morning Report from Petersfield Community Radio.
On this fine morning, we have a few more announcements about the gradual reopening of pubs and restaurants in line with the changing government guidance.
And on the topic of changing guidance, I'll be talking to Mike Turner from Jacobs & Hunt Estate Agents about how the property market has been faring in these difficult times.
Petersfield Town Visitor Centre reopens its doors alongside Petersfield Library from the 7th of July, and Clusen's on Bedford Road opens today. We also mentioned yesterday that Hairdressing for Men in Chapel Street, Cafe Mezzo and The Rising Sun in Milan are all reopening tomorrow.
Sadly, however, the Cricketers in Steep has confirmed that they will not be able to open for the foreseeable future. Similarly, both Annie Jones and the Charles Street Tap have taken the decision to postpone their respective reopening dates. And we'll come back to the lifting lockdown a little later in the morning report.
With so many places reopening, please remember that all venues are introducing measures to facilitate social distancing. So please be patient and kind while everyone adjusts to the new normal.
Since you mentioned the new normal, here's a reminder of the new guidance that comes into play tomorrow, July the 4th. So, starting tomorrow, you can meet in groups of up to two households, your support bubble counts as one household, in any location, public or private, indoors or out. You do not always have to meet with the same household, you can meet with different households at different times. However, it remains the case, even in someone's home, that you should socially distance from anyone not in your household or bubble.
When you are outside, you can continue to meet in groups of up to six people from different households, following social distancing guidelines. You can also stay overnight from your home with your own household or support bubble, or with members of one other household. However, it will be against the law to gather in groups larger than 30 people, except for a limited set of circumstances to be set out in law. Are you celebrating the new easing, Laura?
Not particularly. My husband's been shielding and so therefore is still at a very high risk. So we're kind of really keeping that in the back of our minds. We did have a little jolly out today with the wheelchair for the first time. It's the first time he's actually left the house or garden since March. So that was
wonderful.
Well, actually nice for him, but also challenging because, you know, there aren't enough lowered curbs, wheelie bins in the way, bits of shrubbery in the way and all that. So, you know, there are... there are challenges, but yeah, we're still being careful at the moment. Oh,
well, I'm actually going round to my neighbour's tomorrow afternoon and sitting on her deck. And she's a teacher and Helen's back at school now. And she's kept the whole road where I live sane during lockdown with her socially distanced quizzes most Saturdays. And she organised VE Day. So we're having a socially distant but connected Saturday drink.
Fantastic. She sounds lovely. And a shout out to all those people keeping people's spirits up. We'd like to say
thank you.
The Morning Report from Petersfield Community Radio.
I'm joined this morning by Mike Turner from Jacobs & Hunt, the estate agents in Lavant Street. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
We're quite interested in finding out about the local property market, how it compared prior to the lockdown and how the market has changed since. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, of course I can. I mean, to be honest with you, you can always go back to March 2016, where we had the decision to come out of Europe, and the Brexit vote was very close, but we decided to come out of Europe. And since then, it's not been rocky, but as we've grown a lot, moved along the road of 3 years, three-stroke 4 years of coming towards the Brexit exit, it's got tougher and tougher and tougher, and prices have been more and more difficult to sustain. And I'd say probably last September 2019, it got very, very tough, very quiet for a lot of agents, not just in Petersfield, but the southwest of England, southeast of England and London, where people just wouldn't commit. So lettings has been very good for us. We've got a very large lettings portfolio at Jacobs & Hunt, and sales are good too. But we were just wondering what was going to happen. And the magic number happened. Boris got in on December the 13th. And I would say literally someone plugged the phones back in. The market took off like the 1st of April. It was a mad spring market. So it's very, very busy, very quickly. Down to levels of probably, of, you know, 1996, 1997. Lots of buyers and lots of people wanting to know how houses valued for lettings and sales. It's been very, very good.
Interesting. So the uncertainty kind of pressed pause on it for a while then. And
it did, yeah. I think there was a huge pent-up demand for the last 3.5-4 years to buy property on, you know, for first-time buyers, and people wanted to move, you know, house in around the Petersfield area. But, of course, we had the lockdown at the end of March, and the shutters came down, and that was that, pretty much, really.
Well, and nobody was allowed to do anything, I don't think, were they?
No, there weren't. There were only people who were allowed to go to work for essential work, and rightly so. And, you know, we've had to adhere to that. We have vulnerable tenants we have to look after. So all our guys work from home, just one person in a locked office. Just making sure we could service maintenance and, you know, emergency issues with our portfolio, which worked very well. It's been tough. It's been a good learning curve for all of us, as all the agents in the UK. But it's been a good team building response as well. Our team's really worked hard to make it work, and hopefully we've come out of it sort of smiling the other side. I know it's been tough for a lot of people. It's been awful for a lot of people, quite honestly. But yes, it's been a challenge, but we've now come out of it, so we're really delighted about that as well now.
When did sort of market reopen again for you outside of the tenants?
About sort of 3-4 weeks ago, I think the lockdown ended now. We've had to be very, very careful and very guided how we do things. So we've got a structure in place now. So what we've decided to do is invest a bit more money for our clients by introducing 3D virtual tours. So we have a lady that comes up who's very skilled and takes a virtual tour of the house. It's not a video, it's not photographs, it's an actual tour. So you can actually view the house from the comfort of your mobile phone or your PC at home and literally look at it, go around the front, go out the back garden, and get a complete idea what the property is all about. So it's really good. So it stops people having to actually view the property and, you know, risk themselves or risk the owners or the tenants with any sort of problems. And what we then do is, provided they are very keen to view the property, we make sure the owners or the tenants are out of the property. The viewers have to wear a face mask and rubber gloves, as we do as well. We go in with them, 2 meter distancing, and then we clean the house on the way out as well. So it's worked really well, I have to say. It's been hard work and lots of investment again, but it's what people expect. And honestly, it's the old phrase, the new norm. But it's what you have to respect to do properly, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And what a great idea to do a kind of visual tour without actually being in situ. That's a great idea.
Has there been
much pickup in the market since you've reopened?
Yes. So many people might not remember 1987, 1988. Unfortunately, I am that ilk around that age, and I do remember it. And it was get it, sell it, list it. And it was literally a case where you get a phone call from a vendor, you unlist the property, you get the right price, you might ask a little bit higher to see if you can gain you a bit more money for the vendor. Absolutely the right thing to do. The previous viewing ratio to a deal was 17 viewings to a property deal. That's dropped in the last 3 weeks to 6 viewings per deal. So it's absolutely billio out there. It's fantastic. It's like the old days. We literally can't cope, which is a fantastic thing to have, if I'm honest with you. It's lovely. Back again.
How fascinating. I wonder what it has caused it. What about lockdown has meant that people want to get on the move? It's really interesting.
I think so, yeah. Unfortunately, the building societies, the banks have now decided that first-time buyers have to have a 15% deposit rather than a 5% deposit. So on a £300,000 house, you have to have a £45,000 deposit rather than £15,000. So a lot of people can't afford that, unfortunately. Mm. So that's made it difficult for the first-time buyers market. But the sort of market between sort of 300, 400, 350 and a million in Petersfield is absolutely hell for leather. I wouldn't say we're fighting them off with a stick, but it's not far off it. And there's lots of enthusiasm, lots of energy, lots of people wanting to move. So it's a nice thing to see again after so many sort of 4 or 5 years of not having that situation with us.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Well, and obviously it's just a lovely place to live, of course. So that's why people want
delightful.
To move here.
We love it. Yeah, they spent a lot of money on the pond recently. And it's even in lockdown, walking around Petersfield, it's slightly odd, obviously, with, you know, lots of shops being closed. But the ambience is still there. It's a lovely market town.
It really is, yeah. We're very lucky to be here, that's for sure. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we wish you the very best.
That's lovely. That's very kind of you to let us get involved. Thank you for your help.
The Morning Report from Petersfield Community Radio.
If you heard yesterday's programme with Susie and Harrison speaking to Jules Cavalier, consultant nurse in frailty and end-of-life care at Petersfield Hospital, you'll be pleased to know that he's since received offers of support and is still open for more. His email address is in today's transcript.
And returning to the theme of lifting the lockdown, we are very pleased to announce that there are plenty of restaurants and pubs in the Petersphere reopening this weekend. Fez Turkish Restaurant, Folly Wine Bar, The Spice Lounge, The Gretham Inn, The Five Bells in Berriton and The Half Moon in Sheet are all on the list of pubs and eateries starting to offer both indoor and outdoor service of drinks and food from tomorrow. These are to be closely followed by The Townhouse on July the 7th, The Seven Stars on July the 19th and The Great Oak on July 28th. Full details of all places that we know are reopening can be found in the transcript of today's programme at petersfieldradio.uk. Now, on Wednesday's programme, we reported the approaching birth of Bambino Baby, a new shop in Page's Court. If you've been a new parent, you'll know the wave of tiredness that affects everything you do. Well, we and the shop's owners want to clarify that the store opens on Saturday the 11th of July and not the random date we said the other day. So wake up, everyone!
Travel news now, and work continues on the Bedford Road Frenchman's Road Junction as SSEN begin a 19-month programme across the area to update underground electric network cabling. Diversions are in place, but there may still be delays at peak times. There are also works taking place at the other end of Bedford Road, as well as on Tilmore Road, while South East Water repair leaks. These works are not expected to cause delays. Work also continues along the High Street and in the Square to broaden walkways, and of course, parking is suspended across the town for that reason.
And if we're not saying what you're seeing, please let us know. You can reach us on Petersfield 555 500, or via email at team@petersfieldradio.uk.
And the weather. Lower temperatures today with expected highs of only 17 degrees for the majority of the day, but not generally feeling much warmer than 15. After a bright start to the day, there will be light cloud cover for most of the day, with most overcast times expected between 3 and 5pm. High humidity, but currently no rain expected.
Don't forget, you can catch up on all of Petersfield Community's radio programmes and grab information that you might have missed in our transcripts at petersfieldradio.uk.
But for now, from both of us to all of you, have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
The Morning Report is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Community Radio.
Hello, I'm Hugh Bonneville, and if you want to keep in touch with everything that's happening in and around Petersfield, the team at Petersfield Community Radio is here to help. The Daily Morning Report is full of essential local information, and the P-Pod brings you personalities and real human stories every week. Find them all at petersfieldradio.uk.